From Best of San Francisco DDTV, The Pink Chill, and Didi LaFrag.
Hey, I've only lived in San Francisco for 30-something years. What do I know about it?
San.
Liberals? They're sadistic progressives.
Francisco.
This city is Junkies Incorporated. It's the junkie apocalypse.
Damn. This ain't your phony soy boy San Francisco. This is the San Francisco Dam Zone. San Francisco Dam is a solo psychodramatic performance art storytelling podcasting platform.
Hey everybody, it's Thursday, September 23rd, 2021. Happy birthday to you. It's somebody's birthday all over the world, 50 states, 43 countries listening to your daily Tough Love Kvetchathon here in the city of San Fran Fentanyl, Slum Francisco, and Kami Fournaye, your weather report. If you notice, I haven't been giving you your weather report for the past few days because I wasn't here. I was out of San Francisco. See, this is how you do it. You don't make announcements that you're going to do something. You just do it and then talk about it later. So here's your San Fran Fentanyl weather report. It's currently 70 degrees Fahrenheit, beautiful day. It is a light blue. I like this weather. This is our Native American summer. We don't use the term Indian summer because that's politically incorrect. The Native American summer in September and October typically is the best weather for San Francisco. Yeah, this place has it backwards. And then at night, the fog rolls in, 70s Fahrenheit in the day, and then the fog at night, and the temperatures go down to the 50s. I love it. Well, I'm used to it. I'm here so long. Welcome, new listeners, regular listeners. I love you. I hope everybody is doing well. Well, this is sort of like a bridge show today. This is a bridge between the kvetching and the nostalgia. We are up to 603, yay, of the San Francisco Dam Daily Micropods. I started this platform advocating for three people, me, myself, and I, in the Tenderloin District of San Francisco, California. I kvetched and I got stuff done, and a friend of mine told me I was the Rosa Parks of Willow Alley. I accept that. I worked really hard online, on social media, through this podcast, bringing attention to an impacted area, and that area got cleared, if you can believe it, 30 junkie tents. It was really infesting and sabotaging the neighborhood and, you know, the cowardly men around, the business owners. I have to keep it real. You guys know I keep it real. Business owners weren't complaining. They just took it. Well,
we're allergic to free-range, hyper-allergic control freaks. It's the San Francisco Dam Zone with Didi LaFrag.
Black women undisputedly are the bravest women in America. I don't use the word strong. When you call a black woman strong, you're inferring that she doesn't have any male support. Well, I do. I'm brave. So I moved mountains and got this area cleared. The bulldozers came out. It was tons of junkie trash because junkies, which are mentally ill drug addicts, and that's a real issue in San Francisco, they are hoarders. Hoarders, pathological liars. They steal bikes. They loot stores. San Francisco has a sidewalk junkie issue, and it is a feature, not a bug. The junkies are a feature of San Francisco, regardless of what you have heard. And I know some of you are listening. You're like, 600 shows. I still don't believe you, Didi. I don't believe what you're saying about San Francisco. I've heard so many good things about San Francisco. Well, sweetheart, you can jump on an airplane. San Francisco is, you must see San Francisco to believe it. Back to being the Rosa Parks of Willow Alley, I got some good men to come on board with the train that I started. I galvanized it. I was the engine behind it. And then a local investigative news team, ABC 7 News. I don't like sharing the clip of me on TV because it's triggering and because I'm not a narcissist. If I was a narcissist, I would be dropping that clip every day, everywhere. Like, see, I was on TV and it was a big deal.
This is Sexist Womanist Bohemian Excellence. It's the San Francisco Dam Zone with Didi LaFrag.
That part of this platform is over. No more advocation good luck with that. And I have to say here, I do believe that the best days for San Francisco, California are in back of it. That is what I believe. And this is why I am going to go back there. I'm going back. The golden years of San Francisco, the halcyon days of freshness, exuberance, excitement, an electric city where, you know, skinny little girl from Milwaukee, Wisconsin could come out and become a cult awarded mixed media artist. Yours truly. I've got a lot of stories, guys. I've got a lot of stories. There's a lot of goodness that happened to its credit. Although now San Francisco has transformed into a more bigoted place. It's more bigoted. People are upset with the black homeless on the sidewalk. Although there are plenty of white homeless, but a lot of people, don't even get me started on that. Okay, I'll put a pin on talking about that bigotry of dehumanizing black homeless people. People are upset with the mayor, a black woman. They are upset with her. I have nothing to do with that. But they are too soft and cowardly. Listen, San Francisco should have started recalling the mayor. They should have been protesting every day in front of City Hall for some of the shenanigans she's done. But they're soft, wishy-washy people who aren't going to do a darn thing. That's why I'm saying the best days are in back of San Francisco, California. And if you do not believe San Francisco is as dystopian and crime-filled as I have repetitively described in over 600 daily shows, come on out and see for yourself. Take a tour with me. Take a tour with me and you will see San Francisco. Now, sweethearts, I'm really excited for what the future holds for this platform. I'm excited to share the stories that I have. I'm excited to let you guys know how great San Francisco was.
San Francisco Dam Daily Truth Bombs.
No namby-pamby permission necessary.
The city has been reset for a survivable virus. Up to 50% of restaurants that were locked up won't be reopening. So many businesses are gone. The flavor of San Francisco, the flavor's been washed out. It's like an orange and you squeeze all the juice out and you just got this orange with just some pulp and not much juice. Well, that's currently San Francisco now. So I'm going to give you the juicy bohemian stories and stories of celebrities I've met and movies I've been and men I've met and art I've made and awards I've won and all the good fun stuff that San Francisco has been known for. All right, babies, are you ready? Starting tomorrow, Friday. Can't wait. All right, thank you so much for listening. I hope you're doing okay all around the world. Make sure to subscribe. I love you. Guess what? I'm Dee Dee LaFrac. I trust my vibe. San Francisco, damn.
That's today's episode of the San Francisco Dam Podcast with sexist womanist bohemian Dee Dee LaFrac. Remember to join us tomorrow for another episode. This podcast is brought to you by our sponsors. Head over to sanfranciscodam.com for more sponsorship information. Thank you for subscribing and listening.